The Hits Radio.
Welcome back, Pro Green.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, man, it feels so nice to have you back in our lives.
Thank you.
Now a married man as well.
I know. Who'd have ever thought it? Someone to make an honest man out of me.
To the very lovely Millie McIntosh, who I don't want to sound inappropriate or speak out of turn, but I feel like the need to congratulate you on an incredible catch.
Thank you very, very, very much. That's not inappropriate. That's lovely to hear. Thank you.
She's beautiful, smart, seems very nice.
She is. She's all right. I mean, she can still be a pain in the bum, but, you know, she is a woman.
They all are, mate. They all are. They all
as,
are.
As am I. As are all men, I'm sure.
Yeah, we are. Hundreds of texts from angry females.
No, that's fine to get that bit in there just to bring it back.
And we've got a new song as well, Lullaby.
Yes. First single proper off of Growing Up in Public. It feels good to be back. It does feel like it's been a while. I felt a bit unemployed for the last couple of years while I've been writing the record. And the last 18 months have been quite colourful for one reason or another. Uh-huh. There are a few ups and downs, which actually helped a lot ultimately because it gave me a new bunch of stuff to write about. The events that happened in the last 18 months, getting hit by a car, getting married, getting arrested, actually took me away from the writing process more often than not. And that actually gave me time to go through things, both good and bad, which left me with a load of stuff to talk about on the new record. And, you know, the argument with Robbie Williams, of course.
Yeah. Shall we go there?
Yeah, of course. Why not? It's all right now. You know, I took a jibe at him on the song for when he upset me a little bit. And I gave him one back at me because he reached out and we sorted things out. And he's a good bloke, man. He's proper good peoples. So he left me a wonderful voicemail, which features on the album.
Oh, so he called you, did he?
Yeah, and left a voice. You've got to listen to it. It's on a track called I Need Church, the Robbie Williams skit, which was the song that he was due to be on. But that didn't quite happen, which was where it all started.
So was it the actual voicemail?
Yes, was. Yeah, it is the actual voicemail. I took a little bit. I took the mickey out of him a little bit about Rude Box on the song I Need Church, because he was meant to be on the chorus and one thing led to another and it never happened. So I said some slightly angry things to him.
Yeah.
And then we sorted it out.
The Hits Radio.
I want to talk about the new song Lullaby. I'm going to connect some dots here.
Yeah.
So newly married, back, fresh, song called Lullaby. Is this about babies? I've not heard it yet.
It's not at all. Do you know what? This album's really up. This is one of the more reflective songs on the album. And it's kind of about just, you know, nothing that you go through is generally permanent. As long as you give things a chance to change, they do. You know, good or bad. You know, people are often tried, you know, people try and sell you happiness. You know, you should always be happy. But happiness is just something you feel. And it doesn't last forever, as doesn't sadness. And that's kind of what the song is about. But there's a good resolve.
And now that you are, you're sort of a married man, and are you starting to think about, like, settling down? Are you thinking about kids and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. But I don't think they're on the horizon just yet. We want to enjoy marriage for a bit. We're both still young. We're both working hard. And I think you should try and do that when you've got time to really apply yourself. You know, I had an absent father, and I don't talk to my mother, and I know what that feels like. And that's not something I'd ever want to do to a child of mine. So I want to make sure I can be a father who is there. So I want to get a bit more work out the way, have a little bit more fun, just enjoy marriage and start cracking on with babies.
That's a really lovely thing to say.
Thank you.
That's very nice. Has married life kind of influenced the way that you're writing and the way that you're kind of like, you know, the sort of ideas that you're generating as well?
Mm-mm.
Not at all?
Nah.
Because I was worried.
I'm still the cheeky little bugger I was on the first two, if not more so.
Good, that's good to hear. Because we were a little bit worried that it was all going to be about writing vows and sorting out life insurance and joint bank accounts and things like that.
I've got to sort out a joint bank account, actually. But no writing about that, mate.
The Hits Radio.